And welcome back. Roger Tulsis with us. Your calls for the rest of this hour. Roger, if you could fix one thing out here, that some of the things we've been talking about, what would that be?
You're talking about the condition of the country?
Yeah.
Well, the first thing you got to do is stop the spending. And stop the wars and stop the spending. You cannot spend your way out of indebtedness. And the more they spend and the more they're going to raise this debt ceiling, the deeper we go. And it's good for the, you know, for the gold people and like your company that you work with. I think you're right. I think gold's going to double again. It's going to go from 1,500 an ounce to almost 3,000 an ounce, and it could happen very quickly.
How can they keep spending money that doesn't exist?
Well, that is the question. You can't. And I don't think there's anybody that can come up with any other statement. There is no way you can take your indebtedness level higher and higher. At some point, it's kind of like being in the casino. At some point, the house is going to pull your credit, and then everything collapses.
You know, if you have a friend who borrows money from you, and you give him a few bucks, and he comes back again, and you give him a few bucks, and he comes back again, and you give him a few bucks, it gets to a point where you say, you know what, you've never paid me back. I'm not going to give it to you anymore. I can't. Stop asking me. Eventually, those who buy our debt are going to say the same thing if they haven't said it already privately.
Right. And also, the rates in which they want to be compensated because of the risk is going to go up.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, the Federal Reserve has been holding this lending rate down at this almost 1% or below level, and they can't do it indefinitely.
Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Glendale, California. Hi, Gina. Welcome to the program.
Hi. How are you,
okay,
George?
Great. Thank you.
Yes. I'm calling up because I'm certain that I met Roger about a month and a half ago at the county. We were at the emergency room there, and he was there with his son and his daughter-in-law, and I believe that she was very ill. If this is a personal... that I met there, because just by the conversation, I do remember him talking about the rice, the beam, and he was saying a whole bunch of things about different kinds of like the cancers and the illnesses and stuff, and he just struck me as like a person who really stands out, and I was sorry that I didn't get to catch his phone number or like anything like that.
Well, Roger, I don't want to get into your personal situation, but
it's not personal.
No, not you, him.
Right.
Yeah. I was not in Los Angeles, so it must have been somebody else, but I'm very pleased to hear that people are talking about these subjects, because these are the things that we need to be talking about as citizens, not only in the sense of the economy discussion, but also in the healing discussion, where we need to move forward and not let these cartels and these monopolies dictate what we're going to do in terms of our own personal health and other situations of our choices.
Let's go to Mike, truck driving in Alabama, east of the Rockies. Hey, Mike, go ahead.
Actually got a couple of things.
Sure.
Roger, it's a pleasure to hear you. I'm enjoying the program. I purchased a cell phone about 3 months ago, and I've fiddled with it and everything. It's a touch screen. It's got a little lock button on the side of it. One night I dial phone my wife and I pressed my lock button to go to bed, and I noticed something, the screen flashed. Well, I pressed it a couple more times and a menu came up, and the menu said, start debug, stop debug, reset and exit. Well, out the side of each one of these lists, it said F1, F2, F3 and F4, kind of like you would see on a computer. I was wondering if you could tell me what that was. Second, you were talking about the fall of the economy. Well, being a truck driver, everybody knows that truck drivers are the backbone of the U.S. government, or the U.S. period. They're changing our hours of service, which is going to slow us down. Do you think that has something to do with them trying to bring the economy down? Because I've talked to a Walmart store manager where I live in Mississippi, and he said if he went one day without a truck, he would have enough food on his shelves to last for 2 days.
Jeez.
And then the entire store would be in a nation or would be in a panic. So I don't know. I mean, I just wanted to get your opinion on that and my cell phone situation there.
Well, first of all, that confirms how frail our economy is in terms of the food supply.
2 days.
Yep.
And that may be on the high side.
It might be on the high side. It all depends how fast the if a panic took place. It's hard to say what could put the panic in motion, but any number of things could put the panic in motion. And then you're talking about no food and no fuel, and that could go on for months at a time.
Now,
I don't want to scare the hell out of everybody in America, but I do want you to wake up and be prepared, because if you're living in the city, you're going to be competing with everybody else for the food and the fuel.
And his cell phone question.
Yeah, on the debug, that might be something where the cell phone's going to do a self-analysis if there is a problem. It's kind of like a built-in software that would be a troubleshooting system. I think that's probably what it is.
All right.
Some of these smartphones do that.
Next up, let's go to Ontario, Canada. It's Maria on the international line. Hi, Maria. Thanks for calling.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Roger, is it?
Yes, Roger's it.
I'll tell you, anything that's smart, don't trust it.
you're right.
I've experienced all the stuff that you're talking about, and the Wi-Fi is the really dangerous one. Like, it will make the fluid in your head seem like it's pulsing, and the whole room was like that, the whole bedroom. And at another person's place, when you put your ear by their Wi-Fi, you could hear the very same pulse that I heard at another house, but really magnified, where it actually you could feel the liquid move around in your head. But they do all this kind of stuff. They put those things in your eyes, and they come into your home.
Who?
It's the shadow government. It's I'll tell you who is involved with me is the drug the drug part of the government that does the control, and they don't just want you not being able to say anything about all their drug dealing. They also don't want anybody you know or that knows anything about it, and they'll go after them also, and it's just like they want you to die, quote, naturally. So they'll come in your house and they'll poison and lace little things. I've bought so many things at the store that you just can't.
Hold on though. They've come into your house.
Yes, they don't.
They break in or what?
No, they don't break in. This is the government.
How do they get in?
They're keys. You can get into anybody.
Well, that's called breaking in, as far as I'm concerned. If you haven't invited them, it's breaking in.
Yeah, but that's what the government's doing.
Are you home when they come in?
No. And they have.
Well, hold on now. How do you know they've come in?
Because there'll be things missing, because your food will be poisoned. I'll tell you,
What do you mean your food's been poisoned?
Oh, I've got so much.
You seem very much alive right now.
Oh yeah, you have to fight it. You know, I eat 2 cloves of garlic raw with every meal.
Well, yeah, but how do you know your food was poisoned?
Oh, so many times, so many ways.
Well, you haven't given me one.
Okay, I bought some frosted cornflakes in the store. Okay?
All right, okay.
They know what store I go into.
All right, sure they do.
Yeah, and they know what foods you like. So now that I buy the first box of Kellogg's cornflakes, I eat the whole box and there's no problem, right? Next time I go to the same big food store, I buy the same box of Kellogg's frosted cornflakes and one out of a row of 7, okay?
All right.
And then I get home, I have a big bowl of milk, and I always buy good milk, with Kellogg's cornflakes, and I have such...
Are you doing a commercial for the old Kalamazoo company?
No, I'm just telling you that it was
or Battle Creek, wherever they are?
That night. I've had it happen with olive oil, even vitamins.
Well, yeah, but what do they put on it?
You just said,
Maria, hold on now. You just made an accusation that your food's been poisoned.
Yeah.
And you still haven't told me what was poisoned. So what happened to your cornflakes or frosted flakes?
After I ate the first bowl, I got such a big, heavy feeling under my left breast, like hurting, that I just threw the whole package away.
Maybe you ate bad milk.
No, I said I always buy good milk.
How do you know? What if they got to it?
To the milk? No, because there's too many milks, and I never buy the same milk all the time. See, that's pattern.
Well, they didn't poison it enough to do you in.
Oh, I've had nano poisons twice, George.
Well, you keep fighting.
You know, George, what we recommend on people that are having covert entries is that you can buy clock radios and other kinds of devices that have hidden cameras and infrared systems that sit there and wait for a human being to come into the view of the system, and then it kicks on and it will record digitally the video. So that if you do have a covert entry, these things, which look like inanimate objects in the room, will actually do a video capture.
Why would someone want to come into her house, Raj?
Well, I have a lot of people that have had evidence. I tell people, just photograph everything in your room, and then just when you come back, re-photograph it and compare the photographs and see if there's things moved around.
Because
I have had people.
You can't make unsubstantiated claims. You got to have some proof, right? In the video. You have to have proof. Put little cameras in the place, everything.
Well, they have these covert cameras. They're built into clock radios and things, and they will sit there and capture any movement in the room.
Can it get to the point, though, where people become too paranoid about everything?
Well, yeah, but you're going to find out that a lot of the paranoia comes from brain interference.
Right. Not necessarily people sneaking into your house.
Well, not necessarily, but the point is that if you are having brain interference from Wi-Fi or from a directed energy attack, one of your symptoms will be paranoia and delusional behavior.
Let's go next to Jeff, truck driving in the state of Washington. Hey, Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Thanks for taking my call, George.
Sure thing.
And Roger. I've got a question. I've called before. I've been into homeopathic medicine, my wife and I. In fact, several years ago, George, I talked to you when we were doing chelation at the same time.
Right. Remember that.
Yeah, and my legs cleared up. We have picked up a machine. This is several years ago. It's called an ultraviolet ray machine. It's from like the 20s or 30s off the internet, and it's got a Tesla type of coil with what look like wands, glass wands with gas in it. And you touch certain parts of your body, and you know, you get different results. Like it'll take warts away, or it's helped increase again my circulation. I was wondering if Roger knew anything about that.
Okay.
I know they still manufacture them in Germany. Is the only place you can get them on the internet. I think they're illegal, or they don't allow them in the United States. I was just curious if you knew anything about that.
Well, I do. I just have known that they are a wonderful part of the electromagnetic history, and that they did so many wonderful things. There, I was actually at a location in Sedona where they have the archive for a lot of this. The place is called the World Research Foundation, and if anybody goes to Sedona, they should go there. They have a huge library of the history of this stuff. And the fascinating thing is that they've been working with electromagnetic healing since about the 1860s, and they made tremendous amounts of stride in learning along the way. It's a wonderful history involved with this kind of thing, and it's too bad that it's been clamped and unable to continue its free development over this past 80 years. It's a real shame.
Okay, who's next? JB is next in Houston, Texas. Hey, JB, thanks for calling.
All right. How y'all doing this evening?
Good, sir.
Listen, I was wondering, he's got a site talking about bugs and listening devices and stuff.
That's me.
Okay, and would you talk about the current technology of that? Because, you know, way back when I was in it, they had like triple tap plugs that were microphones. They had like sprinkler circuits, looked like telephone cameras and stuff. And I was wondering, what are the latest breakthroughs in that that you might enlighten us on? And think about it, guys. There's a reason Art Bell and Ed Dames is out of the country. It might be something to it. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the technology now is all using the cell system so that when the government either places a bug in a location or they send in an undercover agent to have a conversation, that undercover agent will have a disguised cell phone system. It could look like a pager. They even have earbuds now that are bugs that work that way. So it's all done through the cell system at this point. That's the difference. You don't use standalone transmitters anymore. It's all cell-linked kind of tap systems.
Even though I might broadcast from Hawaii every once in a while, Roger, which is still part of the United States, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. I'm staying right here in the good old USA, and I'm going to fight whatever comes our way. How about you?
Okay.
You too?
No, that's the right attitude.
Yep. We're going to
need country.
It. That's right. Let's go to Portland, Oregon. Hey, Paul, it's your turn. Hi.
Hi there, George. How's it going?
Good. Thank you.
Roger, I don't think I've ever talked or I've ever heard of somebody who was so well-versed in so many different things as I've heard you talk about this evening. But my main question goes back to what you were talking about buying the gold, bullion. And you were also saying how everything you own basically belongs to the, like your home belongs to the government and so on and so forth. What would basically keep them from coming and taking gold that you had already purchased or you were holding, or just going to wherever anyone holds gold and just claiming it as theirs?
Are they going to confiscate gold one day, Raj?
Well, they certainly have the precedent for it. They did it back in the FDR prior time. So, first of all, you don't want to have any gold in any kind of bank vault. In other words, you don't want to have any safety deposit box of gold because that's sitting right in the government institution to begin with.
And you'd prefer to physically hold it, right?
Oh, you can't hold it any other ways. Your ETFs are nothing but Federal Reserve note paper gold. You actually have to take possession of the gold itself, and my recommendation is to put it underground.
If they tried to come and take it, would they pay you for it? And then what do they pay you with? Crummy little worthless dollars?
That's exactly what they did back in the 1930 confiscation. Is they gave you $25 an ounce or 20 some odd dollars an ounce for it, and then within a year later, after they confiscated it all, they raised the value of the gold to $35 an ounce. So they pocketed a good 30% increase in everything that they took from everybody else. So my recommendation is you put gold in a place that's safe and burying it would be what my recommendation would be.
As we speak, Roger, the Bilderberg Group meeting in Switzerland, probably trying to decide the fate of all of us. We should get you to eavesdrop on them.
Right. Well, just the main thing is to be prepared. And, of course, you could do a whole show on the preparation part of this thing, but certainly you would like to be in farmland area with a group of with a community that has the proper attitude about their civil rights and their constitutional rights.
Absolutely. Roger, we're going to come back with you in just a moment. We're going to take final phone calls, Fast Night on Coast to Coast AM. And Roger's website, that's all part of Coast to Coast as well. There's a link for you. We'll be right back. Well, for less than 25 cents a day, you can become a Coast Insider and take advantage of all kinds of great things. And by the way, the new Coast to Coast mobile is ready to roll for you, iPhone and Android folks. All you got to do is go to coasttocoastam.com. And again, if you're a Coast Insider, you'll be able to listen to the program right on your phone if you want to. So that's all set and ready to go. And welcome back to Coast with Roger Tulsis and your final phone calls. Let's go to our first-time caller, Johnny in Omaha, Nebraska. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, George. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. Thanks for calling.
And thanks for taking my call. And I'd like to say to you and Roger, God bless you. I love your show. Been listening for years.
Thank you.
And I wanted to ask Roger a question. I got a brown recluse that had bitten me on my stomach, And the next morning, it just was very, very painful. And I went and got a doctor's appointment and went and saw him, and he said, there's nothing we can do. So, and I said, well, what do you mean? Well, we just wait for it to decay, and then we'll scoop it out.
Yeah.
And that just did not sound like a proper diagnosis to me. But
well, what you needed to do is get voltage on that bite at the time it happened, because what happens is when a spider gives you those toxins, it's almost like a snake bite in the same sense that it will go into your tissue and then into the bloodstream. So if you're able to get a voltage, even a car battery would do. Take jumper cables on a car battery and put the jumper cables on either side of the bite. If you can do that within the first 30 minutes or so, you can neutralize the proteins and the poison itself.
You won't electrocute yourself?
Oh, no.
Not with 12 volts.
From listening to this show, what I did learn is the resonance principle, if you want to call it that, how everything resonates at a certain frequency. And I happened to I just had recent back surgery, and they had given me a TENS unit.
Right. That's also using electromagnetic pulse.
Right. And I put that on either side of it, and I went to church the next day, and I just went down forward for prayer over my bite, and no one was really available. And then I saw this old couple, and they were standing there waiting for someone to pray for, and I walked over to them and I explained what happened, and they said, you know, doctors won't endorse this and they won't even admit it, that it works, but if you have if you can lay your hands on a TENS unit, put it on both sides, put one electrode on either side of it, and praise the Lord.
How'd this work for you? Did it work?
Yeah. Within about 5 days, the red and the black and the blisters were gone. And that brings one more point up for me, is that some of these people, and yes, I did go for prayer, but they also told me that sometimes God heals you through doctors, and some people won't go to doctors, and you know, it's said here on the news that a child died because they wanted him prayed over and refused to take him to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. You have to do both.
One more thing. I'd like to add.
Yeah, go ahead,
George. Is that when we're using these multi-wave oscillators, these big machines, these Tesla machines? A lot of times, if you have a healer there with you, in other words, a person that's along with the machine that's standing next to you, they will take their hand and put their hand on top of wherever your problem is, like with my wife, a breast cancer tumor, and they will receive the energy from the machine as well, and they will do what's known as intention. And if you have the intention for healing with a healer that's good at it, You can channel the energy that's coming out of this Tesla system through the healer with the intention of healing and magnify the effect. And that's one of the things that I ran into with all these people that built these machines. They said you have to have the proper intention at the time that you use it for healing.
Did your wife stop chemo or radiation totally?
She never took chemo or radiation.
She didn't even do it at all. Yeah.
Right.
And that's a pretty gutsy call by somebody, isn't it? Because it's a tough call. I mean, though they may want to believe in alternative medicine, part of them probably says, gosh, I hope I'm right. It's not an easy call, is it, Raj?
Well, it's not an easy call, but chemo and radiation do so much damage to your body that you're in this cycle with the medicine these days, that the more they damage you, the more they give you, to where you get like Elizabeth Edwards, where they just tell you to go home and die.
Yeah, yeah. I would probably try to go natural first, personally. I mean, I would try to balance your alkaline, and just keep going that way.
Well, there's lots of different things. Main thing is that when you go to the grocery store, eat the outside of the store, fruits, vegetables, stay away from everything that's packaged, because the food industry wants to make sure that after 30, 40 years of eating that processed stuff, that then they turn you over to the medical industry to tap out the everything that you've earned in your life.
Let's go to Grand Prairie, Texas. It's Kathy's turn on Coast to Coast. Kathy, go ahead.
Hi, George and Roger.
Hi.
This is an amazing program. I apologize for not hearing the entire thing. But, Roger, you are very astute with apparently federal government, et cetera, and I am an ex-employee of the same. At one point in the beginning of my, let's say, tour, I went in with a lot of innocence and gullibility, and I thought that when I saw major things that were going wrong among all of us right before our eyes, that we, at that point in my life, had rights, human rights, and they proved me extremely wrong because they were so apparently threatened by me that they forced me into a meeting, which I was happy to go to because I thought there was some justice. And they told me that they were going to mentally break me, fire me, or get me to quit, whichever came first. Well, I couldn't believe my ears because it sounded like a movie to me. And over a number of years afterward, they applied so much pressure to me on a daily basis, including damage to my vehicle numerous times when I was at work, that I did break down. And it was extreme, but some of the coworkers that had been there longer than me did tell me that the government will come into your house when you're not home and go through your things. And I asked why. They said, well, they would be looking for anything that they could use against you or something that you may, they may be afraid you're going to use against them. So I don't know that that happened. I feel like it did. Either way, I left the system. And I believe the terminology that's used is war on the nerves or war of the nerves, which is an intentional, more or less, infliction of emotional damage to your whole life. And as you said about the processed food companies, after 30 or 40 years, they'll turn you over to the doctors. Okay, well, what they do in some, I guess, segments of the government is once they destroy your reputation as far as having a breakdown or something, they leave it up to the rest of the people around you to more or less abandon you over time, because in the system they say, and it's a well-known phrase, that unless you're in it, no one could believe it. So therefore, I've had one by one, a lot of relatives of mine more or less look down upon me because, hey, I was a government employee, and the government can do no wrong. So that being said, how could you help someone like myself, because I haven't been able to sleep well for many years, and a lot of the, I think, trauma from experiencing that situation is still inside of me. I can't seem to shake it. I'm far better than I was, but I'm telling you, it was extreme.
Yeah, and I would suggest that you go to a holistic healer that deals with those kind of issues, and you know, you can find perhaps some chiropractic people in your area. Usually the chiropractors have a network of holistic healers, but turn yourself over to a holistic healer to try to get into your psyche to see if they can correct the whatever trauma that you had. That would be my recommendation. And the other thing I want to say is, in the Patriot Act, they are allowed to do sneak and peek. Have you heard that, George?
Yeah, they can do that now if they want, to anybody.
To anybody. So your Fourth Amendment rights to have your home be or your protected area is forfeited with the Patriot Act. It's such an abomination.
The old days, they used to have a warrant. You really don't have to have that anymore.
No, they don't. It's terrible.
Let's go next to Steve in Oklahoma City. It's your turn, Steven. We'll get you in here. Go ahead.
Hey, George and Roger. Just a couple of points. You spoke with a truck driver earlier talking about stores running out of food. That's called just-in-time stocking. They've been doing that for decades.
Keep,
I don't know.
Keep their inventory tight, huh?
Right. Anything nefarious about it. Necessarily, I suppose something could happen with it, but that's been going on forever. But about the checkpoints that you were talking about, I think that's definitely conditioning. A good example is driver's license and fingerprinting.
Mm-hmm.
People just have accepted that. Okay, got to give my fingerprint. I'm not a criminal. Used to be criminals, you give their fingerprint. But now everybody has to get a driver's license, and that's just okay with everybody. Nobody cares.
You got to do it when you cash a check at a bank now.
Right. And then weather warfare. I just want to throw this in. Joplin tornado, EF5. There's been 56 EF5 since 1950, right? That's what they have counted. Only 56. There's been five EF5s this year alone.
I know. This is an unbelievable year.
So, you know, flooding,
for whatever reason,
tornadoes, hurricanes, winter storms, all that stuff. So it's just, I think everything's going to the extremes with the weather warfare. And then also, I think we're only a couple of good stories away of people being found, like this poor girl in Indiana that disappeared, before Americans desire tracking. I think they could completely do a couple of situations where people have been found and now everything is okay and it's a wonderful deal. And don't you want to be tracked?
Good point. Good point.
And then suddenly everybody's like, man, that's a great idea.
Yeah,
Why not? And
they put it in spots where the perpetrator would never know, so they don't cut it out of you or something.
Yeah. But I mean, I just think that the American public, once you convince them that something is not bad and can really work for them, you know, whether it's good or not, suddenly they want it.
People would be like a GPS device.
Exactly. And then finally, Roger, talking about the smart grid and smart meters. I've had one put on my house recently against my will. I fought them for 3 weeks on this thing, telling them I didn't want it, tried everything I could. They came out and did it anyway against my will. And, you know, there's a feature involved in this that they sometimes talk about, but they don't always, you know, highlight, is that they can control your appliances through a signal using these devices. And I think to myself, okay, a signal that goes into my home off of one of these things, which are essentially 900 megahertz cordless phones broadcasting many hundreds of feet all around us. What's your opinion on that? Couldn't they just do a little mind control with that if they wanted to, or insert ideas or something nefarious?
Well, you know, there's a lot of controversy about meters. We're going to have to do a separate show on meter on that controversy alone, because there's a lot of information about it, and it's nothing we're going to accomplish here in 5 minutes.
Raj, it's a tough call for a parent if they get to the point where they can put a chip in a child for tracking. For like satellite tracking, you know where they are instantly. So a parent, what a way to sell it to a parent, right? You chip your kid. If somebody ever abducts the kid, we'll know instantly when you call the police where that child is.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can get to the kid before the perpetrator does any harm.
That's how they'll try to sell it.
And you know what? People will buy it, won't
they?
Probably.
Yep. Yeah.
Next up, Joyce in Hollywood. You've been on hold a long time, Joyce. Thank you.
Yes, well, God bless you guys. You know, George, I'm not even sure if you remember me. We chatted about Stanar about a year ago, and when Roger was talking about these various devices, and right, boy, what he put together is amazing. But I wanted to ask Roger if he was familiar with Nutri Energetic Systems, as well, which was developed in England back in the 70s. Alternative health is flat out amazing. And the other one is, are you at all familiar with the work of Dr. Alexander Ravenko and his team with Scanar? I happen to be a Scanar practitioner, and I have never seen anything that is so amazing, because it's a biofeedback, but it absolutely replicates every single message the brain sends throughout the body. So it will sense where the imbalances are, restore the communication, restore the balance, and then as the body balances itself, it then heals itself.
Is it done with a machine at all, Joyce?
Yes. Yes, it is a handheld device.
Interesting.
And Roger, are you familiar with these technologies?
No, I'm not familiar with either one.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, you got to do your homework. Again, it's Nutri.
Well, go ahead and send me an email on it. Let me read about it.
Okay, I want to make sure that I've got your last name spelled correctly, because I was just writing it phonetically. How do you spell your last name?
It's TOLCES But if you just go to the bugsweeps.com website, click on the email us on the taskbar, it'll open up an email to me.
Get right to you. Right to you indeed. Couple minutes to go, Roger, then that is it. So now, how often do you come into L.A. for some of your work, and how often do you stay on the farm, Spread?
Well, I'm actually moving around the country on assignments all the time, but I am watching that U.S. dollar index very cautiously, and if that thing drops down towards 70 and then breaks below 70, I'm going to be on the farm.
And what are the odds of that happening? What do you think?
The odds are very good. The odds are very good. I'm not real positive. Sometime in the next 12 months, my expectation is something big is going to happen.
Yeah, well, people are beginning to feel something, too, very weird. And it's much more deeper than weather conditions or Earth-type catastrophes. There's something afoot here.
Well, be prepared. That's the main thing.
Very strange indeed. Okay, I'm glad your wife is well. In your family's doing okay.
Yeah, thank you, George. But I'm so amazed at the power of this alternative medicine, and I recommend anybody that's got themselves in that situation or facing cancer otherwise to look at all the alternatives.
Absolutely. Thanks. Roger Tulsis, his website, bugsweeps.com. On our next Coast to Coast program, well, in a few hours, I'm popping on a plane on my way to St. Louis. The show will be Out of the Cave. Because I've got the Health Freedom Expo to go to. I'm speaking at it on Saturday morning in Chicago. So after the show, I'll pop on a plane for that as well. So a lot of traveling for me, and then I'll be coming back to Los Angeles sometime in July. And hard to believe next month is Independence Day already. My gosh, this year is clicking along at a rapid pace, isn't it? If you need to email me, george@coasttocoastam.com, please take a look at the website, coasttocoastam.com. Finally, we've got it all up and running for you now. First night, there could be some little kinks there, but they're still tweaking it. But the Coast to Coast Mobile up and running for iPhone and Android now. Now I got to push BlackBerry. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasur, Stephanie Smith, Ross Mitchell, George Nappy, and Punnett and Art Bell. I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.